Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there.
Hello, Shining Time Station. Stacy Jones speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. King. Oh, no, sir. Schemer isn't in yet. Oh, you're going to come over here to review his lease for his arcade. Yes, sir. I'll tell him you're coming over. You're welcome, sir. Bye.
Guys, we're in big trouble. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day, and that's Schemer's favorite day.
What will he do?
He'll go totally crazy with practical jokes. Squirters and buzzers and trick gum and whoopee cushions.
Maybe we should just stay away.
Or what? What if we tore this off? Schemer would think today is April Fool's Day.
Yeah, he'd go around saying, April Fool's, April Fool's.
And everybody would look at him and say,
There's something about me that makes me so glad that I am. April 1st. April 1st. Wait a minute. That means that today is April Fool's Day. The wind is that completely up. That means everyone's going to be out to get me. That means everything that everybody says or does is out to fool me.
Oh, Schemer, just the man I wanted to see.
Don't even think about it, Miss Jones.
Think about what, Schemer?
Oh, is that what you're going to try to do here, play little Miss Innocent with Schemer, hmm?
What are you talking about, Schemer?
I am talking about Schemer's rule number one. Never, ever kid a kidder. Stairs. Yeah, sure. Oh, sure, the place looks normal enough. And that's exactly what has me worried.
Schemer, I don't know what you're up to, but I think you should know that Mr. King is on his way over here to review your lease.
Mr. King? That's a real likely story, Miss Jones. Oh, listen, it doesn't matter, because I want to be prepared for him. I'm going to be prepared for all of you. Whatever this day has in store, I shall be prepared for it. But believe me, Miss Jones, when I come back, I shall return.
Oh boy, he's acting strange, even for him.
Schemer really fell for it. He actually thinks that today is April Fool's Day.
Oh boy, itching powder, snapping gum. Whoopee cushion, blackening telescope eye thing, teeth, all of it, every bit of it, state of the art. Miss Jones, you almost startled me.
Schemer, that doesn't look like paint to me.
Well, Miss Jones, it's not paint. It's super sticky space age goo. I'm laying a line of it down, so any intruder who tries to come in will get their tootsies stuck to the floor. Is that funny? Well, I mean, just thinking about it makes me laugh. Watch.
Oh, Schemer. Now, Schemer. You can't be playing pranks like that on all our customers.
Playing pranks? I'm not playing pranks, Miss Jones. I'm defending myself. The world is just crawling with tricksters and jokesters out to get me, but I intend to get them first. But, enough about me. Let's talk about Miss Jones, the lovely Miss Jones. Now, Miss Jones, a woman of your sophistication and elegance no doubt enjoys the beatific smell of perfume. Why don't you just come a little closer and experience its magic and mystique?
Oh, no, thank you, sir.
Oh, Miss Jones, please. You're such a smellerific kind of woman. Please, just close your eyes and smell.
I don't know what you're up to, but if we're going to have to call your mother to straighten you out, we will.
You go ahead, call my mommy. She knows what day it is, unlike some people around here.
Can you believe, Schemer? He thinks today's April Fool's Day just because the kids changed the date on the calendar.
And because he's out to trick everyone, he thinks everyone's out to trick him.
Maybe one of us ought to tell Schemer he's making a mistake, Tex.
Go right ahead, Rex.
Not.
Wow. Schemer must have every practical joke ever made here.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mr. Conductor.
Hi, Mr. Conductor.
Look out, here come the tea.
That was close. I was almost shattered to ribbons. But why is Schemer using all these tricks today? I thought tomorrow was April Fool's Day.
It is, but we fooled him. We tore today's page off the calendar, so Schemer thinks today is tomorrow.
Did you tell Billy and Stacy?
We haven't told Stacy yet, and Billy's not here today.
So let me get this straight. Now, he thinks everyone's out to trick him, and everyone thinks he's even stranger than usual. That's a good laugh, isn't it? And isn't laughter strange? It's so much fun, but it's really not that much different from coughing, is it? Which is no fun at all.
Yeah, I hate coughing. Sneezing's kind of fun. Hiccups are okay, too. As long as you don't have to do them for the rest of your life.
The thing about laughing is, you can make people laugh just by talking to them. Of course, it's important to know when, where, and how. When it comes to telling a joke, some times are definitely better than others. Speaking of which, if you really want to see something funny, take a look down the anything tunnel. Not yet. Okay, now.
Devilish hooks, but it's better by half if it makes your friend laugh. It's a laugh and a half. Maybe a pie in a face. Get the gang rolling all over the place. But if that pie-covered guy still can smile through the pie, it's a laugh and a half. It's nice to think twice before you douse your cat with paint. You may think it's funny, but the cat sure knows it ain't. So when you are planning your tricks, thoughtfulness has to be part of the mix. 'Cause when you are all through with whatever you do, if everyone there is as happy as you, it's a laugh and a half, 'cause no one hates you. It's a laugh and a half, no one berates you. It's a laugh and a half, you lit no fuses. It's a laugh and a half, so no one loses. There's lots of grinning. New friends, you're winning. No ink, you're squirting. So no one's hurting. It's a laugh and a half and a half and a half. And a oh, stop! Oh,
Ginny, mind telling me what you're really doing?
Just what it looks like, Schemer.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Oh, the old exploding vegetable gag. Not bad.
They're tomatoes. Plain and simple. I'm just putting together a basket for Stacy.
Uh-huh. Tomatoes, huh?
Don't make me laugh.
They're tomatoes. And tell your clones to stop laughing at me.
Jenny, let's be honest about this, huh? These are fake tomatoes. Oldest trick in the book, you know? And right now, let me show you that I know more about this than you do.
What? Okay?
Fake tomatoes.
You deliberately wasted a good tomato. Nah, go on, get out of here. Go pick on somebody else's tomatoes.
Hey, you're the one that brought in here the real tomatoes on purpose in the first place, Jenny. And another thing, what exactly are we doing fighting? I mean, you and I are just, we're old friends that go back for so long, and
yeah.
Friends really, I don't think, should be fighting or anything like that, do you? So why don't we just, shake and let bygones be bygones.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Why don't you get rid of that ring? It's awful.
Not a ring. It's a buzzer.
See? What did I tell you? We even have an arcade at Shining Time Station. You can listen to music or play games while you wait for your train.
Oh, thank you. You've been so helpful.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. They'll take good care of you here. It's a friendly station.
Senor Perez, can we talk to you?
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Schemer.
Yeah, yeah. Now see how good it is, Felix. Hey, lady. What do you think you're doing?
I'm putting a nickel in the jukebox. I want to hear a song.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And it just happens to be today, right?
Beg pardon?
Come on. I know what's going on here. And you know what's going on here. That means that I know that you know that I know that you know that I know what's going on here.
But what's going on?
Come on, you know. Come on. I know the score. And the score is Schemer 1, Lady Zip. Huh? Come on. Jukebox is closed.
I thought you said this was a friendly station.
Well, it was a friendly station. Schemer, what's going on here?
Money Patrol. Trying to weed out fake old money like that. Face it, people. You are dealing with a master.
There's nothing wrong with her nickel. Schemer, are you feeling all right?
Actually, I have never felt better. I'm glad you asked that question, because my secret to life is taking the time to smell the roses or the begonias or the petunias or whatever they might be. Care to have a sniff, old lady passenger? Yeah.
I got disappearing ink in my eyes!
I should have known that all of you were in this together, secretly plotting and secretly trying to trickerize me, and I'm standing in my own secret, super sticky space age glue. But it won't work. It will not work. Because now I'm on to you all, and I've got something here. I've got something here. Where do you find out what this is?
What is it?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Meanwhile, let's get him loose.
Don't come near me! I'm not afraid to use this stuff! I'm not kidding you! I'll spray it on all you, brother!
I'm history!
What is that stuff?
It's itching powder!
I'm getting out of here!
Scratch! Scratch! Mr. J.B. King Esquire, exalted head of the railroad. I see that you are in on it, too.
I'm not in on anything, but I'm afraid you are in on something. Big trouble. It's about your lease. It's expired. If you want to keep on running this arcade, you'll have to sign a new one. Here. Read it carefully and sign on the dotted line.
You people must think I was born yesterday. I think I'm gonna fall for that phony baloney piece of gobbledygook.
Schemer, you're making a big mistake.
Oh, am I? Oh, I'm scared. Oh, I better sign it. I'm falling for the trick. Hey, how do you spell Abraham Lincoln?
Is this some kind of joke?
No, but this is.
You shouldn't have done that, Schemer. Now, are you going to sign that lease, or do I find myself a new tenant?
Are you going to sign that lease? Am I going to find it?
They bring you this way. Rip, 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 rip. Hey, April Fool's Day, Jamie King Esquire. April Fool's Day. Ah, now I guess they know the kind of man they're dealing with.
Just when I start to feel sorry for that schemer, he goes too far.
I think we ought to play a song, Rex.
What? Just like that, Tex, without a nickel or anything?
Great idea, boys. That'll drive him crazy.
Where's crazy? I never heard of that place before.
Let's do this, old man. And groove it good, people.
This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on my drum. With a knick-knack patty like you by double-bone, this old man came rolling home. This old man, he played two. He played knick-knack on my shoe. With a knick-knack patty like you by double-bone, this old man came rolling home. This old man, he played three. He played knick-knack on my tree. With a knick-knack patty like you by double-bone, this old man came rolling home. The knick-knack that he went, give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home. This old man, he played seven, he played knick-knack up to heaven. With a knick-knack that he went, give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home. This old man, he played eight, he played knick-knack very late. With a knick-knack that he went, give a dog a bone,
such a little trick makes such a big mess. I keep feeling like it's not really our fault, but it's our fault anyway. Me too.
Take it from me, polo is a good game, but riding on a squirrel isn't as easy as it looks. They keep getting distracted by acorns.
I'm a stricken doctor.
Gee, I must have the wrong location. Is this Shining Time Station or World Headquarters for the IMS?
The IMS?
The International Mopey Society.
Well, our trick on Schemer sort of got out of hand.
Things with Schemer usually do. What happened?
Well, he got Mr. King really mad and might not be able to keep the arcade anymore.
Well, Mr. King is an intelligent man. He knows that people sometimes make mistakes, even railroad people. Remember that mix-up with Gordon and Edward?
No.
No?
Well, you will when I tell you about it.
Hey,
Thomas's branch line is important, and so is Edward's. But their track and bridges are not so strong as those on the main line. So Topham Hatt does not allow the heavier main line engines like Gordon to run on them. But one day, the way Gordon was talking, you would have thought Sir Topham Hatt had given this order for quite another reason.
It's not fair,
grumbled Gordon. What isn't fair? Asked Edward.
Letting branch line diesels pull main line trains.
Never mind, Gordon. I'm sure Boko will let you pull his freight cars sometimes.
Gordon spluttered. I won't pull Boko's dirty cars. I won't run on branch lines.
Why not? It would be a nice change.
Sir Topham Hatt would never approve, puffed Gordon. Branch lines are vulgar.
Gordon puffed away. Edward chuckled and followed him to the station. Every evening, the two engines pull two fast trains from the station. Gordon always leaves first with an express for the main line. Edward follows 5 minutes later with his train for the branch line. Usually, everything runs like clockwork. But tonight, there was trouble. A lady in a green floppy hat was saying goodbye to a friend. It was nearly time for Gordon to start. The fireman looked back towards the conductor's van and saw something green waving.
Right away, mate!
He thought the conductor had waved his flag. Gordon started, leaving luggage, his passengers, and the conductor all standing on the platform. Everyone was very surprised and cross. To make matters worse, by the time Gordon had been stopped and brought back, Edward was already late with his train. So now he set off first. But the signalman at the junction wasn't told about the change. By mistake, he sent Edward along the main line. Gordon was sent along the branch and arrived cold and cross on one of the sidings near the harbor. Next morning, Bill and Ben peeped into the yard. There were no cars for them, but they didn't mind that. Teasing Gordon would be much better fun.
What's that? Asked Bill.
Shush! Whispered Ben.
It's Gordon.
It looks like Gordon, but it can't be. Gordon never comes on the branch lines. He thinks them vulgar.
Gordon pretended he hadn't heard them.
If it isn't Gordon, said Ben, it's just a pile of old iron, which we'd better take to the scrapyard. No, Bill, this lot's useless for scrap. We'll take it to the harbor and dump it in the sea.
Gordon was alarmed.
I am Gordon. Stop! Stop!
When Boko suddenly arrived, Gordon thought him the most beautiful sight he had ever seen.
Boko, my dear engine, save me!
Boko quickly sized up the situation and threatened to take away the cars he had brought for Bill and Ben. This made the twins behave at once. Gordon thought Boko was wonderful.
Those little demons, how do you do it?
Ah, well, said Boko, it's just a knack. Gordon still believes that Boko saved his life, but we know the twins were only teasing, don't we?
Wasn't really Gordon's fault. His conductor made a mistake.
Right, and the two twin engines tricked him. Sort of like you tricked Schemer. But Gordon made things worse because Gordon has what you might call a bad attitude.
Hey, what are you looking at? Haven't you ever seen anyone in a barrel before?
Speaking of bad attitudes, guess who's here? Excuse me while I excuse myself.
Oh, there's something about
me being me that makes me so glad that I am me. Well, there's something about me being me. Hey, listen, kids. Any question now about who is fooling whom here at Shiny Time Station?
Schemer, we have to tell you something.
Yeah? What is
it? Excuse us? You, Schemer? That the arcade?
Yes, and yes, and what's it to you?
Nothing. Just stay out of the way.
See that? You see that? The two of these guys came here specifically to meet me and to go to my arcade. Now
look,
that is fame.
Schemer, look!
Woo-hoo! Wait a minute. What is going on here?
Sorry, Bub. We got orders to empty out this whole area.
Oh, yeah? From whom?
Mr. J.B. King, Esquire. You don't have a lease. He's taking back the arcade.
Sure he is. Here, go ahead. Go wild, go crazy, take everything you want. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Now, you tell J.B. King, Esquire. Tell J.B. King, Esquire, though, that the joke is on him.
We tricked you.
And let me tell you why.
You think it's April Fool's Day, but it's not.
Because I think it's April Fool's Day, but it's not.
What?
See, we tore today's date off of Stacy's calendar.
You what?
April Fool's Day is really tomorrow.
It's what?
Look.
You mean it's today's not? Wait. I think you've made a big mistake, Colin. I've been through.
Sorry, pal.
No.
Stacy, we're really sorry.
We let things go too far.
Will Schemer really lose the arcade?
I don't think so. I think if we talk to Mr. King and explained what happened, it'll be all right, just as long as it doesn't happen again.
Oh, Mr. Conductor, what do you think? Should we help Schemer?
I think so. This wasn't entirely his fault, but we better help him soon so he has time to get ready, like me.
Ready for what?
For tomorrow, which is really April Fool's Day. And Schemer's gonna have to go through this all over again.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station where dreams can come true, your own imagination waiting there for you.
Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.